Everyone, welcome to your podcast. I'm back from CES and fighting a little bit of a sore throat, so I apologize in advance. But hey, Mike, welcome to your podcast.
Well, thanks, Todd, and welcome back from Vegas. You guys had a marathon session down there.
Yeah, and I think I got lucky. I think I got out without the flu. If I'm just got a little bit of a sore throat, I'm gonna count that as a win. But it's been fun getting back in the seat here this week and seeing what's going on in the podcasting space. But while to kick things kind of off here, holy smokes, Twitter got sued by Twit. Leo Laporte has pulled off the shotgun, hasn't he?
Yeah, and that's, you know, that, well, he had a contract with, was it Ev, whoever was at Twitter, that he wouldn't mess with their copyright as long as, or not copyright, but trademark, as long as they didn't get into audio and video. Well, they're getting into audio and video. So, you know, I don't think Leo has a choice. He has to defend that trademark.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, exactly what the agreement was, if it was a gentleman's agreement, if it was an email, or, but it sounded to me that it was a little bit more serious than just a it sounded like they'd had some talks and things had went sideways. But if you think about it, Twit's been around a long time, you know, longer than Twitter, and so, you know, Leo is definitely at least from a name standpoint has the upper hand here. But you know, I don't know. And he's not looking for money, but he's looking for some relief. Ultimately, probably it'll be a money situation. But, I don't, you know, us in the podcasting space, we probably don't, we probably know the difference between Twit and Twitter. But then again, if you are not a podcaster, you know, maybe you wouldn't know the difference. And Twit's in the business of creating audio and video content.
Yeah, and, you know, if Twitter gets into audio and video, you know, doing the original programming or whatever, I could see where that could possibly be a little bit confusing. So, you know, Twit's got to defend its trademark. You know, we've ran into that, you know, with the, you know, with stuff with the company here, you know. People come up with things that we have a trademark for, and we got to say something about it.
Yeah, we just recently had something that came up, and we reached out to the company, and they said, "Yep, you're right," and it was completely overlapping. There wasn't a situation where it was two different products and two different spaces, and they end up renaming their product just because, you know, we were actively, you know, protecting a trademark of our that we use. So it happens. I guess we'll see where this goes. But definitely, you know, Twitter from a resource standpoint has more lawyers probably to throw at this than Twit does. But Leo, you know, Leo's no slouch in himself. So we'll see how this plays out. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to, hopefully they can get it, you know, settled out of court and doesn't cost a bunch of money and all that to get it settled. But, you know, they got to do what they got to do.
Yeah. So I'll just give you a little recap here of CES. I had, there was four tech podcasting teams down in Vegas, and the show has just grown so big it's almost impossible to cover the whole thing. So this year, I at least my team, we focused on startups at Tech West, and you know, right along my regular podcast theme. And for those of you who don't know, I do a tech podcast twice a week called Geek News Central. So yes, I am a podcaster as well as a CEO of a podcasting company. But the it was just a gold mine of content, and we're starting the production of that stuff now to be able to put into my special media feed. And what I've done, folks, is because I create content periodically that is outside my normal podcast genre, or not genre, but out of the normal flow of things, I put these specific interviews and special content into what I refer to as a special media feed. And it It's just got a separate listing on iTunes. And again, it's purely designed to give my audience this additional slew of data here. And I like to call it the gift that keeps on giving. Not only do I make relationships with companies while I'm at the show, but I also get this motherload of great content.
Yeah, and I watched a lot of the live stream there, and you guys really covered a lot of things that, you know, in past years we haven't covered. I've been out there with you a couple of times trying to cover the entire show, and that is just, you know, too big of a nut to crack anymore.
Yeah. So I think I found where I want to be, at least for the next couple of years. And I think we've made some inroads there and some of the stuff that we're doing with the CTA. So I'm pretty excited what 2019 can bring, but we've just got to get the 2018 content process now and put online. But it's a big, you know, it's a big undertaking, very expensive. It doesn't have to be, but you know, we come in and do the live broadcast, so I ship in gear and cameras and set up a schedule, and so it's a pretty big ordeal. But the contacts and people we meet are really second to none, and I'm going to be very excited to see where those relationships lead this year. And that's, you know, it's really about building authority and more content and more really. The ability to have people discover my show that have never discovered my show. So maybe they'll search for a term that results in a Google find from a vendor. And then they'll say, oh, hey, who's this guy that's doing this interview? And of course, I always promote the show in the actual interview as well and put lower thirds and all that stuff so that people know where to go get the regular podcast.
Right. And, you know, that's a good lesson for other podcasters out there. You know, whatever your genre is, there's probably events that you could go to yeah. you know, build that authority. We've talked about that before. You know, I do a show about fast food history. Well, I've got invites already to go judge hot dog contests. You know, I mean, it's totally different than what you're doing tech-wise, but, right. you know, I'm building some authority in that genre.
Yeah, oh, that's a lot of fun. Yeah. As long as you don't have to be in the hot dog eating contest itself, Mike.
No, actually, I'm trying to lose weight, so it's probably not a good thing for me to do.
Yeah.
But hey, whatever.
But, you know, CES is one of those events that I, you know, I go to and expend the time and, you know, take the time off work to go because it is a personal thing. So I, you know, I have to take PTO to go to the show, but, you know, it's worth it for me in a big, big way. But, you know, one thing, it's a reoccurring topic that keeps coming up, and I have to laugh, is that there is, once again, some knucklehead that says podcast will be the savior of radio, but don't call them podcast.
Yeah, this comes up over and over and over again. I pulled a quote out of there that I just thought was interesting. He says, a podcast is a meaningless term left over from a historical piece of technology called an iPod. And you said your dad might have had one, but there's nothing more than a delivery method for audio. And, you know, of course, then I agree with this part. He says, holy moly, it opened up the floodgates to a whole new world of possibility. True, but the word is podcast.
It is. It's podcast, and podcast denotes a way to get the show. A podcast is a piece of content, audio or video, that you can get on demand or subscribe to and listen at your leisure, whether you be in an airplane or in Antarctica or wherever you may be. That is, you can't listen to radio, your FM 100 down in on the ice shelf, but you can a podcast. As a matter of fact, I've had listeners of my podcast check in from Antarctica. They're scientists down there. So you never know where your show is going to go. That's the beauty about podcasting. They can take it anywhere. Hey, did you like how I'm on a roll today? I did a little rhyme there, didn't I?
Well, hey, sometimes it happens, right? But yeah, you know, it's one of those things, you know, radio is radio and podcasts are podcasts and streaming is streaming and all that. And they're all different. They're all useful for various things. You know, a live football game doesn't work on podcasting. Now, if you want to listen to it later on, if somebody podcasts a game, sure, why not? But, you know, so live sports and live news, probably radio is one of the better methods, but it's not for everybody. You know, no. Think of podcasting like TiVo for radio, or TiVo for audio, not just radio. And, you know, if I think podcasting started roughly the same time or maybe a little before the DVRs did.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I was just, you know, saying, you know, think of how people watch TV now. A lot of people record it, watch it when they want to. Same thing with audio, you know, even radio shows. That's why radio stations should get into podcasting. But,
well,
yeah, go ahead.
I mean, you know, that's the beauty of it, though. Radios can be adapted and made into podcasts. And radio can and are being adapted into live streams. But the beauty is, it's the same for us. Podcasts, which are content that are listened to on demand, can also be adapted and put into radio and can be adapted and put into a live stream. So it goes both ways. And I think they're just, what I really think it is, Mike, is we're audio programmers. We are audio creators. We are not podcasters. So that's what it really is all about. These radio professionals do not want to be considered podcasters. But here's the thing. It's just look at all the famous podcasts that are up there now. Look at all the great content. And they are ashamed to be associated with great content that's online. It just baffles my mind a little bit. But I think that's what it really boils down to is, you know, they look down the pointy end of their nose and they said, we can't be podcasters.
we're professionals, you know.
So, but that's the beauty. That is the beauty of podcasting. We can basically raise our fist and extend our middle fingers, and we can create content as independent content creators without a wire going to an antenna that reaches a small or large community. We can reach a worldwide community in podcasting. And yes, my dad didn't have an iPod, but I did, but I still call it a podcast.
Right. Yeah. And it's, like I said, it's just a delivery method, and it's a great delivery method. And it doesn't, you know, you don't have the big electric bill for the transmitter, for one thing.
That's true.
You know, hosting plan's a whole lot cheaper.
Or paying for a tower and that antenna and the FCC regulations and be able to, hey, guess what we can say on the podcast? We can say all the dirty words. Now, I don't recommend it, but, you know, you can't do that on radio. So anyway, podcast, yes, will indeed, truly, and I fully believe, will be the savior of radio. And we will call them podcast. Ha ha. So some of our affiliates might just got enough money to pay off their Christmas shopping bills.
Yeah, that was great. Affiliate payday was yesterday for those of you on the Blueberry affiliate program. And some of you got your yearly bonus.
Yeah, I had one podcaster message me. Let me give you his response. It's loading here, so I'll find it in just a second. But for those of you that don't know, the Blueberry Affiliate Program is unique in the space. Oh, he said, whoa, nearly beep affiliate payment with my bonus. So he got a big, I'm looking at the number here, and he got a big check. I mean, big check. So what we do is the affiliate program at Raw Voice Blueberry is unique, and it was something that I developed based upon a program I was involved in more than 20 years ago. And it was I was involved in selling a product that while I got the affiliate, you know, the bonus. So when the person signed up for the product, let's say they signed up for, and I just use the same terms, if they sign up for a $40 Blueberry account, they get a affiliate bonus of $40, but it doesn't stop there. If that customer stays a customer, and stays a customer for whatever the time frame may be, let's say 12 months, which would be $480, we take that total and we'll start adding up all the affiliates that you have, or all of the customers you've brought to us by using your promo code. So let's say you've got 10 customers and they're all on that $40 a month account. That would be $4,800 in gross revenue that they have brought Raw Voice in a single year. And then we pay on a tiered stage, two tiers. I believe it's is it 3% or is it?
It's five and seven.
Five and seven. So I think at the $4,800 level, you actually get a 7% check. So if you think about that, at $5,000, let's just say $5,000 at 7%, that's an annual bonus of $350. So the,
and that's on top of your quarterlies.
Right. And that the quarterly would be the ones that you've just recently brought in that are paying. So, that is in perpetuity. So what happens is if that podcaster podcasts for 10 years, you're going to get, and you maintain I think we have a minimum qualifying level of $2,000 per year that you have to meet first before you get the annual bonus, which really isn't that hard if you think about it. Get a, you know, $40 client here, a $20 client there. What it really ends up then is a nice bonus at the end of the year or at the beginning of the new year. So that's what's unique. And not just the first year, year two, year three, year four, year five. So this is what makes our affiliate program unique. And really what we're trying to do is encourage you to work with podcasters that you bring to Blueberry to help them be successful. It's in your vested interest to do so. So it's a campaign that not only gives once, but gives twice, but keeps on giving.
Right. And it's the best out there. And of course, we like to think we're the best out there too. So definitely join the affiliate program. You can do that right from the Blueberry dashboard, podcaster dashboard under the make money section, which you will make some money.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, get out there and, you know, promote Blueberry if you like it. And for those that do come on board, you know, you'll not only get that initial bonus, but if you reach $2,000 in gross sales or gross referrals in a year, then you end up with this bonus check. So actually, Angelo was like, oh, my God, look at the affiliate payments. And I said, but Angela, look at the business they have brought us. So, I'm very happy to write that check at the end of the year. And it's, again, we're doing something unique. No other podcasting company has an affiliate program like ours. So, Mike, there's change in the air. What's going on?
Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg wrote some sort of a post talking about he's going to change the way the news feed is, which is causing a little bit of panic in the social media marketing world.
All I can say is finally.
Yeah, it's nuts. You get on Facebook sometimes and you know, just from personal experience, you know, all your friends and family and stuff are tucked in between all this link bait and fake stories and real stories and, you know, marketing messages and all that. And I understand they have to make money. I get that. So, you know, a little advertising is a good thing, but it was getting to the point where it was really hard to, you know, see what your friends were up to, which is what Facebook should be all about, in my humble opinion.
Yep.
And, you know, so now, you know, these social media marketers, there's a story, I'll have a link in the show notes about it, but, you know, how's that going to affect your podcast, you know, marketing? And, you know, if you're the authority for your podcast, you know, for your genre, like in your case, tech, you know, if you're one of the authorities out there in tech, people are going to follow you personally. So when Yep. you put out a show and you promote that on your personal Facebook, then your friends, your family, and people that know you we'll see that. So I don't think it's going to affect, you know, the people that are doing it right. Now, if you're doing it more business-like, you know, as far as, you know, you're a brand and not, you know, not an individual podcaster, you may have a little more trouble reaching your audience. At least that's what the article talks about. But, you know, it's funny. It was just a letter from Zuck. I don't think they actually, you know, I don't think he's actually said what's going to happen. And Facebook hasn't officially said what's going to happen.
Well, they've definitely, they do have a, they are going to make a change. But
oh, certainly.
The way I look at it is Blueberry has a Blueberry page and a Blueberry group. And on our Blueberry page, if we have a message that we want to get out, I break the credit card out and I buy advertising. So we step up to the plate and bat. And now on my personal podcast, and you can do that on your own personal page if you want, and running a little Facebook campaign really doesn't cost hardly anything. But if you are, you know, I promote my show on a page and on my personal profile. And, you know, because my personal profile is followed by so many of my listeners, it's, you know, they're part of my family too. So I don't try to be over the top with stuff. But when I do Facebook Live, I do it on my personal profile. I don't do it on my show profile. So, you know, Facebook is just another vehicle. But again, it goes back to what we've been teaching you on this show at Your Podcast from day one. It really is about building your brand on your site so that you are getting traffic back to, you know, your.com. It really is, because you can't trust. Okay, if, for those podcasters, Mike, that were using Facebook pages as a primary way to reach new audience, and they changed the algorithm over there, guess what? I'm sorry, but you have tried to build an audience on someone else's platform that you don't own, that you're a guest on. This goes back to everything we've been talking about for years at Blueberry.
Yeah, I've been lately, you know, telling people, don't promote anything you don't own. You know, right. Simple as that. You know, don't tell somebody, hey, go find me on YouTube, go find me on iTunes, go find me on Google Play. You know, just say, come to my website, push the right button, you know, and that's the same thing. You know, if you're building your entire business based on how Facebook works and Facebook changes how it works, you may be screwed.
It happens a lot. It's, you know, they make these changes not to the benefit of businesses and their agendas. It's just like the Google search results, you know, they change every once in a while and you have to look and make sure you're following their guidelines. You have to. So again, it's a tool. I love Facebook. I'm on it every day. And don't get me wrong. It's a great product, but it's not, if it went away today, if Facebook disappeared from the face of the earth, yeah, I'd have a hole in my daily promotion area, but everyone knows where to go get my show. Here, they know to go to powerpresspodcast.com. My show, they know to geeknewscentral.com. You know, for you, they know where to go to get yours. So that's what it's all about. But anyway, we're beating a dead horse here. So don't worry about Facebook changes. So what's new in the support world, Mike? You guys have been slammed.
Oh, yeah. It's we've been having some pretty good sales numbers here so far, the beginning of the year, and that always equates to more questions.
Of course.
And one of the things that I run into a lot, and I just want to get that out to people, is manage your passwords. I don't know how many times I get on a screen share with somebody and, you know, okay, log into Blueberry and it takes them 5 minutes to find their password, or I have to go reset it for them because they didn't write it down or put it in LastPass or just remember it. You know, I use LastPass. That's just my personal thing. And, you know, I don't ever have to actually remember a password because it's just there. And you know, I got a place to look it up.
And it also creates this crazy multi-decimal high, a password that I would never be able to remember anyway.
Right.
So, you know, and that's the best password practice there could be, is you don't want to use the same password everywhere else. I know a lot of people do, still do. And if one account was accessed, then the hackers would have access to all. So, you know, use a password management system. And they're very good.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be LastPass. Could be something, but you know, heck, your browser has the ability to store your password now.
Certainly, certainly. And, you know, but the thing is, you know, this isn't just for podcasters. This is for everybody. You know, we've got passwords for everything. Yeah. You know, have some sort of system in place so that you're not searching for it. You know, yeah, for me, it's just sort of annoying. But, you could lose access to things if you completely lose the password, because not every system has an easy way to recover a password or to change a password. So, you know, just, you know, in general, you know, use some sort of password management, you know, and make sure you have some secure passwords.
Yeah. And hopefully that'll speed things up when you're in, because it is true. You've got a volume to deal with. And when someone's coming in and they are dinking around trying to get their password found, you're just like, oh my God, please. You know, it'd be like, oh my God, kill me now. Please hurry. You know, I could never, I'll be honest, audience. I could never, never be a customer support person because I'd be fired within the first 2 hours. I'd have to fire myself, put myself on probation. You've got the personality to handle it. Me, I'd be like, well, I don't even want to say what I would say.
Well, all I have to say is I have a mute button. So
okay, that's good.
Say whatever I need to.
That's a beauty. Just make sure you push it.
Yes, it's happened once. long story. But anywho, the other thing I notice, you know, with Blueberry customers is, you know, we have a thing called a program keyword or a web-friendly title or web-friendly name. I think it's named different things in different places. We're going to fix that. But what that is, basically, is the key to your show listing on Blueberry, whether you're doing hosting, stats, over at Mirror, everything is all kind of keyed to that keyword. But that keyword is not so all-fire important that you need to overthink it. I spent quite a bit of time with somebody trying to get her to decide whether to use one keyword or another keyword for her program keyword. And, you know, not to complain, but, man, it's really not that important. It's basically the username sort of for your listing at Blueberry, but it's not, you know, something that you have to worry about for SEO. It's not something you have to, you know, it's not public facing other than it's just part of the URL to your listing at Blueberry.
Right.
You know, so.
And be honest with you, if you're here already, you've already got it.
Right.
But it's typically how you're found on the Blueberry directory is where it ends up being. So it's blueberry.com/ or whatever the directory's URL is. And I think though it is, you know, I'm kind of picky when it comes to picking a keyword because I also knew Google's going to look at that. So for me, it was always easy. Geek News Central. So I always use the keyword Geek News.
Right.
You know,
right. We have people that change the name of their show.
Right.
And then they want to change that keyword. And unfortunately in our system, that's a whole lot more complicated than it needs to be.
It's true.
And it's not that bad. You know, I have a show that I've been doing since 2005. I've been on Blueberry since the beginning of Blueberry, and I have a keyword in there that is no longer anywhere close to relevant, but
right.
I don't care because people know to come to my website. They don't, they don't come to Blueberry to find it. They come to my website. So
that's true. And therein though, Mike, if you think about it though, if you've got someone that's coming in using the Blueberry publisher, the keyword's a little more important than the podcaster that has his own .com.
Certainly, certainly.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, there are two use cases there. But anyway, the program keyword is a web-friendly name. It's basically, it's the URL that, the extension of the URL where your show is found at blueberry.com. Again, I think you're right. Don't overthink it. And just, you know, it becomes your home on Blueberry, I guess, if that's the better word.
Right.
So, you know, I think we did pretty good today. We got all the way through everything right on the money here. So I don't know how this works out that we seem to hit the time mark every time. But everybody, I hope you've enjoyed your podcast. This is episode number 23, by the way. I should have said that in the beginning. And I hope you enjoyed the week before's show. And but I'm back and live in living color. And Mike, how can they reach us?
Just email yourpodcast@blueberry.com. And if you have any support questions, support@blueberry.com.
And if you got a topic that you'd like us to cover, something to kind of go through, or you want an opinion, we love giving our opinion because guess what? Just like you, we're a podcaster. All right, everyone, we'll see you next on Your Podcast. Everyone, take care.